ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Papua New Guinea's fixation with betel nut is like its obsession with rugby league, addictive and widespread. But Port Moresby's governor has had enough of the prize nut, known locally as buai. He's making another attempt at banning the selling, chewing and spitting of the betel nut, this time in a small location and not the whole city. There is support for the move, but affected buai sellers say it'll have a big impact on their livelihoods, as Thierry Lapani reports.
Governor Powers Pakop has been on a mission to clamp down on buai for years, particularly the blood-red spittle that it produces, that stains the streets and buildings of Port Moresby. He first introduced the betel nut ban in 2013, but it quickly fell apart due to difficulties enforcing it and the reluctance of people to give up the habit. He's now trying again, this time in a smaller area, Boroko, a long-time business precinct in the capital. The move comes as the city authority attempts to revamp Boroko to bring it back to its former glory as a premier shopping and business location in Port Moresby.
These radical steps underscore our commitment to creating a city that is clean, healthy, safe, planned, livable for the benefit of us now and equally for the benefit of next generation and many to come. Effective immediately, betel nut related activities, including selling, buying, chewing, spitting, and littering of betel nut are strictly prohibited.
So far, the public is generally supportive of the betel nut ban, with some recognizing the eyesore and health concerns posed by betel nut spitting.
I think buai ban is good. It will cut down on some of those big issues that we're facing, especially around big shopping areas. And you see a lot of betel nut stains, betel nut sellers walking around selling buai.
They need to try it out that Boroko area first. When they try it out there, when it works out, then they can extend to the other areas.
But people also have concern for the city's ubiquitous betel nut sellers.
If NCD can provide a proper place for them to go and sell their buai, it's good because, you know, people survive on these things. We can't stop them. They need to have a proper place to, you know, make their living.
Until the ban was put in place, Mark sold betel nut in Boroko. He's not happy.
I don't know what's wrong with the government. That's what we do for a living. We sell betel nut. And now they banned us from selling betel nut at the Boroko market.
Now he's looking for a new spot to sell his wares.
All right, at this very moment, I'm struggling to look for a new place to go and sell betel nut.
To enforce the ban, the city authority and police have deployed police reservists to patrol the streets. Offenders caught chewing, selling or littering will have to pay fines of between 50 to 200 kina. In the past, squads of so-called city rangers terrorized betel nut sellers and were accused of using heavy-handed tactics to enforce bans. Compared to previous efforts, this latest chapter in the battle with betel nut is a more practical step, and the outcome could pave way for more bans in other parts of the city.
That was Thierry Lapani reporting there from Port Moresby.